You know, normally we have a little intro song for this young lady, and I wonder if we could cue that up. Oh, yeah! Let me tell you who's quite thankful that this song was re-spun. Mr. Randy Bachman.
Right. Good guy, that Randy.
I enjoyed that interview we had with him. Yeah, had his really daughter cool. on last week, his son on last week. It's the Bachman Show here on the Drew Marshall Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Pomeroli. She's a comedian. She's an actor. She's an author. That's right, folks. It's time for our monthly visit with our favorite Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli.
Yeah! Carrie Pom.
Hey, guys. I have made a decision that if I ever get married again, I'm going to walk down the aisle to that song. I really feel that song is the embodiment.
The embodiment of your next wedding is you two's Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
Oops, I Did It Again, Britney Spears.
Yeah, Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah, or Toxic.
Well, we
are totally open.
We have a slightly different interview with Carrie Pomeroli today because we're about to launch into our one-hour special with Dr. Sue Johnson. She's best-selling author, clinical psychologist, researcher, professor, speaker. You might remember her from such books as Love Sense, the revolutionary new science of romantic relationships.
Am I being, interventioned right now? Like, what's happening? I'm really confused.
I need to ask you a couple of questions. Because, I don't know, have you heard of Dr. Sue Johnson's big book, Hold Me Tight? Have you heard of that one? No?
Yes, I have.
All right. So, how hard was it for you to come out and let the world know that you were separated and divorced and all that stuff?
Coming! I still use that song too.
What just happened there?
It was Diana Ross. I'm coming out.
Okay.
I want the world to know.
Okay, we got it.
Whatever, you love my singing. Okay, I thought about this a lot before I talked to you. Not as hard as I thought. Like, I'm way out now,
That's where the fun is. Yeah.
And it's really become such a non-issue, and I think that as many issues in life, the fear of the worst-case scenario is worse than the reality. So much worse than the reality. And you know what? The also thing that I figured out is I'm not that big a deal. Like, I thought more people
would care.
Like, I thought I was Jennifer Aniston and Ron was Brad Pitt of Christian comedy. I literally last night was hosting my children's comedy show and my children's talent show. And the principal of the school goes, "We just wanted to welcome on the stage Carrie and her husband Ron." And I was like, "Ex-husband, you never know who's in the audience. Ex-husband." but I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't care. Nobody has stoned me. Nobody sent me, blacklist letters. I've gotten asked out, as you know, by a couple 22-year-olds and one dentist. But it has been really such a non-issue. The worst part is telling people to their face.
Yeah.
If I could do a radio show like I try to do, but see, nobody listens to your show, Drew. I thought that was my coming out show. Nobody called.
So listen,
mother was like, "Oh, you're divorced."
The other day, I decided to let a potential future advertiser know that where I was at in my marriage world, and this is the first time I've been speaking about it on my show.
Okay.
And the person at this place said, "So, our CEO is divorced." Boom, there it is. Then the other thing was "What are you worried about?" Well, I was worried about the fact that somebody might say, in the way, they saw this as a teaching ministry, this show, and they might
nobody
say,
"Nobody sees you like that."
Well, that's exactly it. This is not a ministry show. After 15, 16 years, you got to know. This is not a ministry show.
Last ministry, you denounced believing in God. Are you flipping kidding me?
Hold on. I didn't denounce. No. I did not denounce believing in God. I said I was no longer a certaintist. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would not come hear you on a Sunday morning if you were preaching that message.
No.
I would hear you because I think you're funny and delightful, but not. And I think you and I are. But I do ministry and I do preach on Sunday mornings. And I found so many people have come to me and said, "Oh my gosh, thank you for talking about this."
Yeah.
I felt like I was so alone.
Yeah, yeah. What?
But
Tim wants to say
Drew,
something.
Sorry.
You're proud of me? Hold on, let's go back to me for a second. Wait, what?
Yes, back to Drew.
I do. Once in 12 years, I think it's a big deal to jump off the cliff. And I really want to say, and I want the world to know. I want the world to know. I've walked through this minusculely with you. It has not been easy for you. It is not an easy decision to tell the world, you know, your personal life as a public person. And I think I will take this one opportunity, it'll never happen again, but to tell you I'm really proud of you because I know the pain that it's caused you and your family. So this is a big deal.
Yeah. Thanks. What do you want to say, Tim?
What does Tim want to say?
Yeah.
Well,
let's get out of that mushy moment.
That, yeah.
How do you follow that, Tim?
Thinking about how long the show has been running and divorce, and it wasn't that long ago, quote unquote, that you interviewed Amy Grant and that she got.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe we've grown up a little bit.
Amy Grant got in so much trouble for being divorced. Meanwhile, her husband was doing blow.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
But I think the fear that both, you know, both of you had and have, whatever, you know, tense we're going to use, is founded in the fact that not too long ago it was quote unquote the ultimate sin in so many ways in the Christian circles.
By the way, I'd like to just put a little caveat there. Gary Chapman and I, or her ex-husband and I, we're acquaintances, we're pals, and he would be okay with what I just said.
Well, he's been open about it, too.
He's been very open about it. Okay, so Carrie, let me ask you this, because after we speak with Dr. Sue Johnson, author of Love Sense and Hold Me Tight, are you still there, Carrie? I didn't think she was there.
I'm here.
What were you doing? What are you, in the change room?
If we're going to be open with our public,
that's funny. She's a comedian. She's joking. She's just joking.
Gary Chapman's my dealer. Let's be honest.
Gary Chapman's. You should get a shirt that says that. Anyway, at the end of that interview with Dr. Sue Johnson, we're going to open up the phone lines and ask. I know it's scary. No, it is scary, but I actually I need a little help here. I need a little kumbaya with everybody. What role did you play in the end of your relationship? So after 29 years of marriage, my wife and I separated last year. Over the last couple of years, I've become painfully aware of the role that I have played in the end of the marriage. And after we speak with Dr. Sue Johnson, the phone lines are going to open for you to call in and own it. What role did you play in the end of your relationship? So let me start the ball rolling with Carrie Pomeroli. Because we all know... We all know that Ron's situation, you know, he was processing some difficult stuff, and we're not going to throw him under the bus. This is not about Ron. I don't give a holy grunt what role Ron played in the end of your marriage. I want to know what role you played. Go.
Not a freaking thing. Let me tell you right now, this is not my fault. None of it. I spent 12 years feeling like it was my fault. We were battling bipolar disorder. We were battling addiction. And Ron's very public about all of this, so it's not
okay.
Read my book someday. I think that the counselors try to tell the wives or the husbands, 60% your fault. Sometimes it's really flipping not. My fault is I didn't take the proper boundaries earlier to set the tone. I will not put up with this behavior. And my ex-husband, who is actually a very, very good man, said to me, I can no longer do this to you. I am seeking this divorce because I can no longer fulfill the roles, as you know, to the children. And it was the best thing that ever happened to our marriage because he is on the road to wellness. He's on the road to getting better. And he's a better dad than he's ever been. So I feel like the thing that I've learned in divorce, Drew and Tim, is that people get divorced for a reason. So you shouldn't feel sorry for them. You should feel sorry for them before the divorce because there's reasons that that happened, and I had to get healthy. So it's actually been a blessing in disguise of a very bad word, divorce, for us to take this path. But we are better than we've ever been. He's taking my daughter to daddy-daughter prom. He still takes out my trash on Sundays. We're good.
Amazing. Better. Carrie, thank you for our friendship. Thank you for sharing openly with us. And thank you for being really stinking funny. CarriePalm.com is the website. She is a comedian. She's an actress. She's an author. Stop singing. She's not a singer.
Well, I'm singing you out. I'm singing you out for the outro.
Okay.
Go out. I'm singing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of Carrie Pomeroli.
I want the world to know.
Maybe we can play music.
I want it to know. two shows.
Can we play something over top of Carrie Pomeroli? Please, can we rescue this episode with Carrie Pomeroli? There we go.
Sponsor him. Sponsor
we love you, Carrie.
Budget for music.
Oh, stop it.
Love you, mean it.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Carrie.